Welcome to Foundry United Methodist Church and to this Good Friday service. Our service this evening will be a recalling through word and music of the seven last words of Jesus Christ. The words are collected from the canonical Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the words that the writers of the Gospels believed Jesus said during his crucifixion.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Woman, here is your son. And he said to the disciple, here is your mother. My God, why have you forsaken me? I am thirsty. It is finished. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit.
The music this evening is an offering of the seven last words of Jesus by Theodore Dubois. We offer this service to God and hope that it will strengthen you on your spiritual journey.
Let us join in the responsive reading. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son Jesus Christ was lifted high upon the cross so that he might draw the whole world to himself. Grant that we, who glory in this death for our salvation, may also glory in his call to take up our cross and follow him, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The early church spent centuries trying to figure out who Jesus was really. There were those who said Jesus was the perfect person, the ideal human being. Jesus was the person that God intended us to be when God created humanity in the first place. He was the new Adam. Others said Jesus was God who had taken on flesh and lived among us, the Word become flesh, God in the form of a servant, God appearing in a human shape. With various theories and arguments, the church debated this for literally centuries, for 400 years. Then an ecumenical council of Christian leaders met in the year 451. They met for 26 days, October 8 to November 1, only slightly longer than a United Methodist General Conference. They met in the city of Chalcedon, a city today known as Istanbul. And during their 26 days together in the city that we today call Istanbul, they resolved the question of who Jesus was really. They had many debates, many subcommittee meetings, many accusations of one side against the other side of heresy. They had unfloored demonstrations. But finally, the Council of Chalcedon voted 357 to 13 that Christ was of two natures, one human and one divine. They voted that Christ was truly human and truly divine at the same time, two natures united with neither confusion nor division. That Jesus was fully human and fully God with neither confusion nor division. And so Christianity has said ever since, Jesus, fully human, fully divine. The church has consistently taught that we see this most vividly on the cross. We see Jesus Christ's humanity and divinity most starkly on the cross. The four Gospels each tell the story of Jesus' crucifixion, each one somewhat differently. Three of the four Gospels report statements that Jesus made from the cross. We call them the seven last words. It is the music that we are hearing tonight. Traditionally, they have been used as a shorthand summary of Jesus' experience on the cross, the seven last words. From the Gospel of Luke, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Again from Luke, "Truly I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise." From the Gospel of John, "Woman, behold your son. Disciple, behold your mother." From the Gospel of Matthew, my God, why have you forsaken me?" From John, "I am thirsty." From John, "It is finished." From Luke, "Father, into your hands I commit, I trust my spirit." Sometimes they have been summarized as forgiveness, salvation, relationship, abandonment, distress, reunion, triumph. In these seven words from the cross, we see Jesus as truly human, Jesus as truly God, Jesus as fully human being, Jesus as fully divine. When we listen to the words, it is sometimes tempting to think of some of the words as representing Jesus' humanity and others of the words from the cross as representing his divinity. Like, say, he is being human when he says, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He is being human when he says, "I thirst." He is being human when he worries about his mother and asks his disciple John to take care of her. He is being human when he said, "It's finished, it's finally over, it's finally done." And on the other hand, we are tempted to think that he is being divine when he says, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." That he is being divine when he says to a criminal, "Today you will be with me in paradise." That he is being divine when he says, "Father, into your hands I trust my spirit." Some of what Jesus says from the cross seems very human. Some of what he says from the cross seems godly, divine. But no, the Council of Chalcedon says, Jesus is not sometimes human and other times divine. The council says, no, Jesus is fully and truly human and fully and truly God with neither confusion nor division. Each of the words from the cross show us both fulfilled humanity and they show us God. Let me tell you what I make of Chalcedon. Jesus was fully human like you and me. He experienced the same emotions that we experience. He thought with the same kind of mind that we think with. He felt the same kind of pain we feel. He knew the same kind of joy that we sometimes experience. He loved life the way we love life. He thought about death the same way we think of it, with a queasy feeling in the pit of our stomachs. Jesus was fully human. But in Jesus' humanity, God became fully transparent. In Jesus' humanity, we were able to see God. Not God's outward shape, if God has an outward shape, which I doubt. But we were able to see into God's heart. We were able to see God's intentions, God's longings, God's attitude toward us, God's passion. God's hidden and secret identity became fully transparent in Jesus, so that when we look at Jesus, we can see into the heart of God. Fully human, fully divine. So when we look at the seven last words, when we hear them sung, when we read them in Scripture, when we look at the seven last words, we see not some words that represent Jesus' humanity and some other words that represent Jesus' divinity. In each and every word, we see both Jesus as fully human and Jesus as fully transparent to the heart of God. It is not just Jesus, the human being, who experiences abandonment on the cross when he says, "Why have you forsaken me?" It is God who experiences abandonment when we crucify, dehumanize, oppress, humiliate, torture, execute another. It is not just Jesus, the human being, who experiences hopelessness and despair as a result of us letting people starve to death, die homeless in the streets, die strapped in an electric chair, die from the bullets of assault weapons we refuse to regulate. In crucifixion, God's heart also experiences abandonment and despair. It is not just the human Jesus who thirsts on the cross. The heart of God thirsts for justice and inclusion. It is not just Jesus, the human being, who cares about Mother Mary. God cares about mothers whose children have died too young. It is not just Jesus who says, "It is finished, it is done." God proclaims a promised victory as well. And in the words of Jesus on the cross that seem to us divine, it is not just God who forgives. When we are fully human like Jesus, we will forgive too. It is not just God who saves. When we are fully human like Jesus, we will save one another too. It is not just God who trusts. When we are fully human, we trust too. These seven last words from the cross show us what it means to be fully human. They also show us the fullness of the heart of God. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Today, truly, I say, you will be with me in paradise. Woman, behold your son. Disciple, behold your mother. My God, why have you forsaken me? I thirst. It is finished. Into your hands I commit my spirit. In Jesus on the cross, we see humanity as we might be. And we see the heart of God as it is, with neither confusion nor division. Jesus speaks 7 words from the cross today. And then he dies. Humanity dies, God dies. According to the ancient creed, tomorrow he descends into hell, where he unlocks the gates of sin and death. So all of us who are imprisoned there might rise with him. Take these moments to think and feel what we have heard. In a time of silence, then we invite you, when you are ready, to leave the sanctuary and to go into Saturday, where we wait for Sunday.